Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we are going to talk about the various aid packages. We are going to talk about Johnson and his statement and what it means, because there are some pretty big implications to it. 3, maybe 4 days ago, I put out a video, and I'll put it down below, where I questioned conventional wisdom on something. Because when it comes to the aid package, Johnson splitting it up the way he did, the conventional wisdom on that was that he wanted everything to go through except for the aid for Ukraine. The reason people believed that was because Johnson went down there, hung out with Trump, held hands, sang kumbaya, all of that stuff, which of course means that Johnson is Trump's errand boy. And we know that Trump doesn't want to do anything that would upset Russia. So the Ukrainian aid, not going to happen. That was conventional wisdom. I suggested that something else might be the case, and that Johnson is trying to get it all through because it positions him very well if all of it goes through in this method. Tonight, Johnson came out and publicly supported the aid for Ukraine. And for Johnson, he gave a pretty impassioned speech in favor of the aid for Ukraine. He said he believed the intelligence, that this wasn't a game, that history was going to judge us, so on and so forth. He said that if Putin won in Ukraine, he'd be going to the Balkans or knocking on Poland's door next. He has a son at the Naval Academy, and to him, you know, this is a big deal because he would rather send American bullets to Ukraine than American boys. He's trying to get it all through. He is trying to get it all through. So, what does this mean? If he is successful at getting it all through and retaining his seat afterward, he undermined the Twitter faction. He put daylight between him and Trump, set himself up as the de facto leader of the Republican Party, and put Biden in a position where he kind of had to eat his words by giving Biden exactly what he wanted, but doing it in a way that Biden said he wouldn't accept, and in a way that makes it look like the Republican Party isn't as dysfunctional as it is. It makes him look good all the way around. If he is successful at this and retains his seat, the takeaway is that the Democratic Party had better recognize what's going on. They had better see it. And they had better start treating him as McConnell in the making, because that's who he is. If he succeeds at this, he simultaneously outplayed the Twitter faction, Trump, and Biden at the same time. Cannot underestimate him. Cannot underestimate him. Because while in this case, I think a whole lot of people are going to be happy about this, because he is, at least it certainly appears, he's trying to get the aid for Ukraine through. But understand, this guy, his domestic policies are not, they're not something that even most conservatives who watch this channel would be behind. It's one of those situations where you need to respect your opposition, because if you don't respect them, they'll continually outplay you. If he's successful at this, the Democratic Party has to recognize what happened. He's still sitting there playing the, you know, I'm the embattled speaker and all of that stuff. That's not what it looks like. It looks like you actually did have a politician play 4D chess and mean to do it. Because while this is a surprise, I mean, I didn't see it till 3 days ago. He had to have had this planned for a while. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.